Know that we do not have the names of every attendee. Only those who authorize the release of their names get mentioned in the public media. Daniel Estulin, author of The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, wrote that the group's membership and meeting participants have represented a who's who of the world power elite, with familiar names like David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Gordon Brown, Angela Merkel, Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, Larry Summers, Tim Geithner, Lloyd Blankfein, George Soros, Donald Rumsfeld, Rupert Murdoch, other heads of state, influential senators, congressmen, and parliamentarians, Pentagon and NATO brass, members of European royalty, selected media figures, and invited others. Such invitees have included President Obama, along with many of his top officials. Estulin said that also represented at Bilderberg meetings are leading figures from the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, IMF, World Bank, the Trilateral Commission, EU, and powerful central bankers from the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, ECB, and the Bank of England. David Rockefeller, the head of the Rockefeller family financial empire, is believed to have been a leading Bilderberg attendee for years. Other wealthy elite members merely send representatives. An official with Switzerland's Credit Suisse Bank has estimated the entire net wealth of the world at more than $440 trillion, which is expected to rise in the coming years. By some estimates, the Rothschild banking dynasty reportedly controls up to $300 trillion in assets. In the U.S., the Rockefeller family is estimated by some to be worth about $100 trillion. If the estimates are accurate, these families collectively own or control virtually all the world's major banks, multinational corporations, conglomerates, and oil companies. They also own massive real estate holdings such as castles, palaces, stately mansions, luxury hotels, racetracks, casinos, exotic holiday resorts, along with large tracts of farmland and uncut forest in various countries, which explains the lack of certainty as to their wealth. Mike O'Sullivan, a chief investment officer at Credit Suisse, told CNBC that the top richest 1% of the world's population owns 46% of global assets, and it is all centered in the world's largest banks. A 2011 study by scientists at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich found that only about 24 multinational banks, named were Barclays Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs, controlled upward of 43,000 transnational corporations. George Sugihara, a complex systems expert and advisor to Deutsche Bank, remarked, "It's disconcerting to see how connected things really are. Such a concentration of power cemented by greed, wealth, and class loyalty has led to policies perhaps not in the best interests of all humankind. It therefore comes as no surprise that it is within the global elite where the instigators of plans to reduce the human population must be found."